Hey, this is Julie Farrell with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Delia with Liberty Tax Service. Good morning, Delia.
Hi, good morning, Julie. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Delia, it is tax season. Tell us about what we need to know this time of year.
Well, this time of year, we have to get ready. I guess everybody should be receiving their W-2s forms, their 1099 forms. And there's a letter from the IRS. It's a 6419 letter, which actually just states the total amount of the advance payment credits for the child tax credit that people were getting starting last July all the way through December. And that letter is important because you have to have the number, the exact number of the total of payments, and also the number of children that actually got the credits for, you got the credits for, and then you have to report that information on your tax return. If for some odd reason you don't get the letter and you report the total amount of payments that you received, you have to be very careful to put in the exact amount, because if there's some kind of discrepancy there, then the IRS will actually hold your refund. And who knows when they will release it, because they are so, so far behind.
Okay, so if you are lost on what she just said, I'm officially lost. So this is why I would just come to you and just say, hey, I don't know what this is, but here's the forms. Here's what I have. Here's how many kids I have. Here's the situation. Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
And then we don't even have to worry about it, because we're not going to do them ourselves, right?
That's correct. That's what I'm here for.
Good. All right. So how easy is it if I were to walk in the door at Liberty Tax Service with my, what is it, 1099s, my W-2s, and I came in and I said, what do I do? What would you say to me?
Well, all I would say, just don't worry. I'm sure you probably have that feeling called tax anxiety. And we are here to help you. And so we can actually just, you know, look at your forms, look at your numbers, give you an estimate, and kind of go line by line, explain to you what number reflects what and for what reason. We also have a promotion up until the end of February where you can actually come in and we give you $50 in advance just for filing before February 28th. And we also are offering an easy advance, which is like a small little loan before you get your actual refund. So like if you're going to get a refund of $9,000, you can apply for the easy advance and you can get up to $6,250. So a lot of my clients, a lot of people take advantage of that. And this year I have seen the easy advance being approved and funded to my clients within an hour, 2 hours.
Do people really get $9,000 back?
Yes, my highest that I have so far that actually has come in already, the highest refund is like $12,000.
What?
Yes.
I need to figure out what I'm doing wrong. We need to see what's going on here. Okay, so someone like me, I'm going to ask a question. I am the worst about keeping receipts. I'm trying to be better. And so last year, if I were to go back and look at my bank statements and I can see what I spent money on, is that legit enough if I can highlight it and show that I spent money on that? Okay, so I don't necessarily have to have the receipt if I have the bank statements.
Exactly. If you have your bank statements, that's pretty much what we ask for. Obviously, not everybody's going to keep the receipts, you know. And so we actually just go by the bank statements and you can just tell me, hey, this was for my advertising, this expenses or, you know, meals and entertainment, client development, and we can help you with sort them out.
Oh, that's good. And so the ideal person who would come in and visit with you, what can people do to better prepare and come in there more organized and be ready to meet with you?
Well, pretty much just have information about your business or information about, you know, because we also do business and just personal individuals. And also we do corporations. So just kind of have, if you're a corporation, bring in your profit and loss and your balance sheet. If you don't have that, your bank statements. And then we have a worksheet that we call the Schedule C reconstruction. And so we actually have the client just, we follow every step and ask them, hey, how much did you spend on advertising? And we have different kinds of questions for that particular person. So that way that person can get, you know, educated on what it's deductible, and we can actually try to get all of the, what is deductible on his tax return.
So you want to sit down with him before and then say, this is what you need?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And so another question I have. So regarding being married and filing together, filing separately, What's the story on that? I've heard that you get penalized if you file separately, and there's a benefit to filing together. What is that?
Yes, the filing separately, your standard deduction is lower. Of course, this year, every year it changes with the cost of living. Filing jointly, you will get a higher standard deduction. So if you file married filing separately, you're not pretty much eligible to take the credits that a lot of that actually the married filing jointly couples will get.
Okay. And children, all the things with children, what are some things that people can be thinking about deduction-wise?
So this year, since last year in March, the child tax credit was for $2,000 per child under the age of 17. Mm-hmm. Now that has changed to where now it's $3,000 per child up until they reach 18 years old. So that's why the IRS went ahead and sent half of those $3,000 for the child, in the payments from July through December. Mm-hmm. The children that are under the age of 6 are $3,600 credit, and the children that are older than 6 up to 18 is $3,000 per credit.
Yes. Maybe that's why I used to do better on my taxes when my kids were younger.
Yes.
That makes sense. So are there other things that parents can be thinking about for their children, like, I don't know, school clothes? I don't know what...
Daycare expenses. Yeah. You can deduct daycare expenses. Obviously, you would have to have some kind of a letter. Like if you have just a regular babysitter coming in and helping you, you would have to have that person's name, address, and social security number. Also, if you take for the daycare will send you a tax form of how much you paid, and you can deduct that as well.
Okay. What other things do people not know and that you wish they knew that they could be thinking about? Even outside of just tax season. You know, I know that everybody thinks about their taxes when it comes to, you know, January through April. But, like, what are some things people can be thinking about just throughout the year this year?
I guess just throughout the year, just being more, trying to kind of see what, learning more about what's deductible if you have a business. Like, pretty much anything that is directly or indirectly, you know, attached to your business is deductible. And the average person that does not have a business and they work and they have a W-2 is just making sure that if they have daycare expenses or if they have a hobby or a small little business and they do this on the side, kind of know, you know, that they can actually deduct the room or a room in their house that they actually use as an office, and also any little expenses that they have related to this small business or this small little side job or hobby or whatever.
What about the contract people? So it's 1099, right?
1099 NEC. It's a different kind of form. It started that last year was a different kind of form. This year is going to be the 1099 NEC. And what they need to do is just pretty much keep track of their mileage. They can deduct half of their cell phone bill. And anything that if they buy, like work clothes, work boots, or anything that they paid out-of-pocket expenses to do this job, then have those numbers there, those receipts. I would not have to see the receipts, but if they get audited, the IRS would want to see them. So I always tell my clients, be very prepared. I don't have to see the receipts, but just give me the numbers. But however, if you do get audited, then you're going to have those receipts.
You're on your own now if you get audited. So, okay.
We actually help them with our audits. Like our my clients that come in and they bring in we file with them and they get audited. We help them with the audit with no additional costs. It's included in what they pay me for the year.
Okay. So, all right. We're talking to Liberty Tax Service. Tell us where you're located. And I was talking to Delia right before this about the cool guy who stands outside wearing the Liberty Tax outfit. Tell us all about that.
Yes, we are next door to the shoe repair shop in the Game Exchange, right across from Osuba and across from the Whataburger on Highway 77. We have a surprise for everyone this year because the Liberty Tax waiver, it's going to be wearing a different kind of outfit, so you guys be on the lookout. It's a color you can't miss.
You can't miss it. All right. And he's going to be out there. Is he going to be out there spinning?
It might be a lady sometimes, and it might be a guy. So just be on the lookout.
Spinning the arrow pointing at Liberty Tax Service.
Yes. And we only do this at the beginning of the year, pretty much the first four to six weeks, and then you know we take care of other things like bookkeeping and, you know, accounting and everything.
So people can come see you throughout the year.
Oh, absolutely. We're open the whole year. We, our corporate offices used to be in Virginia Beach and now they're here in Dallas. So we have a new CEO and we stay busy and we stay open the year round.
Good. All right. Anything else you want everyone to know before we leave today?
Well, I do want to ask, invite everybody to come and get your $50 advance before February 28th. And also, if you have any questions or any kind of questions about your tax returns or anything or any kind of tax forms, just come to me. We don't charge for the initial visit or consultation. And also to take advantage of the easy advance that is up to $6,250.
That is nice. Okay. And do they need to make an appointment or can they just drop in?
They can just come in, drop in their information, or if they want to prefer make an appointment, whatever they decide, whatever they like.
All right. And that's Delia with Liberty Tax Service. And I appreciate you coming in
today. Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you, everybody.
Happy tax season.
Thank you. Bye-bye.